Okay, and we're coming back into the second hour. This is the Barden Report for Republic Broadcasting. PJ Barden is my name. And I should give out the phone number. I think you might have had a call earlier on, but it's the second hour. Tom DeWeese is good enough to go on for 2 hours today. And if you want to ask Tom DeWeese a question, you can ring in at 800-313-9443. But your book, Tom, Sustainable, it's a very good subtitle, The War on Free Enterprise, Private Property and Individuals. As I said, I've had a review of it. I wouldn't lie to you, but it's on a list I have to get. A lot of books yet in any 1 year. But it is a fact. It's a free enterprise. Well, it's monopoly. That's gone. And you're regulated out of business. And private property, which is your big specialty of yours. Give us the top five or six ways they're attacking people on private property.
Oh, wow. From every direction, I mentioned what's going on in some of these places where they're focusing on the single family homes. That's a major one that is popping up. You have homeowners associations where you move into a neighborhood and with your home and suddenly find that you don't control what you do with your property. You have a homeowners association that'll dictate everything you can do, what color your door will be, things like this. And we have the example of a lady named Jenny Granato in Dayton, Ohio, who the county commission decided to widen the highway in front of her house. And then they decided they were also going to put a bike path on the side of that highway.
Hello? Hello? We lost Tom.
He took out her entire front yard.
Back. Okay, go ahead. Yeah. We lost for a second there. Go ahead. Go ahead. We lost for a second.
Okay.
Go ahead. Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. Jenny Granato, they took her entire front yard out and put this bike highway within 7 feet of her front door, and rendered her property worthless. You have the attacks on the ranchers out in the West. They have grazing permits and water permits. They have rights to these things. Those they've proven in court that those rights on that is every bit as much as a owning it as private property, and yet the BLM has said, "Oh, your cattle are going on to private or onto public lands," and like the Bundys, for example, their cattle they had water rights, but they had to cross some public land to get to it, and the BLM wouldn't let that happen, and things like that happen. So anywhere they can squeeze, now we have smart growth. This is the policy that is being used to implement Sustainable Development Agenda 21 policies in almost every community. This is where these planners and these NGOs are all sitting in the back room mapping out everything we're going to do here. And the first thing they do is they put a line around the city. And these are no growth boundaries. They say nothing will grow outside. We're not going to have anything outside of that line. It's all going to be open space. And so when they put that line around it, what happens when the population does grow? This is when they start saying we have a housing crisis. We don't have room for single-family homes. The density levels keep going up. And this is where we get into the stack and pack high rises. There are no property rights in those stack and pack high rises. And every single decision that's made there, getting rid of your cars, walking to work, riding a bicycle, getting public transportation, high-speed trains, all that is all part of it. There's no freedom of the individual. There's no private property. And free enterprise is pretty much limited,
too. Total tyranny. Yeah. No, we've callers lined up. We're very good. Bill in Wisconsin is the first one in. Bill, you have a question for Tom DeWeese, yeah?
Well, what I'd like to do is draw upon Tom's knowledge of north central Wisconsin. you remember, Tom, a radio show in Wausau that was, the host was Pat Snyder.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you were on there several times, and I believe I spoke with you on air. What I have done, and I, when I say I, it's, you know, motivation, but, you know, there were people that were working with me. In 2005, I ran for town chairman against Smart Growth, okay? In 2006, the county was providing for a new comprehensive plan, and therefore at that time, according to legislation and so forth, the quote statutes that we always hear about, we could pull out of county zoning. Consequently, we were the only town that had town zoning. There were a number that were unzoned, very few. The rest of them, town chairmen, were all lazy. They went along with the situation. Okay, what we have done, when we pulled out of county zoning, we wrote our own very lenient, I'd use the word liberal, but you really can't, but lenient town rules. All we had basically were some setbacks, and, you know, on a 2-acre plot, we want to make sure that they had a septic and a well and so forth. Other than that, people could do whatever they wanted. Now, the county, of course, didn't like that. 2006, I ran for the county board and got elected. And I was immediately treated like, you know, the creature from the Black Lagoon. But I stuck with it and, you know, kept putting agenda items before them, which, for instance, on several occasions, we passed Ron Paul's desire to take a look at the Fed and, you know, eliminate the Fed, but first of all, audit it. That passed. You know, and every time they bring up items which were restrictive of property rights and so forth, I would make my case and attack it. Now, on a town level, they're coming at us through the Land Services Department. The one thing that they're doing is septic systems. You may have a septic system that is perfectly fine, but it's not up to code. Well, we attacked that to make sure that, you know, that they couldn't simply eliminate something because they wanted, you know, to put in an updated system and bankrupt the people in the process. Those always cost anywhere from 10 to 30 grand to put in a mound system or, you know, one of these others.
Okay. Was that beaten? Did you get that stood down or not?
Right now, you know, they have, you know, backed off some, okay? But, you know, they know that people don't want it, and it's primarily older people that are living in the country that are going to be affected. The second one was so-called nutrient management. Okay, where if you were a property owner and had any kind of livestock or you had a hay field or anything, you had to go to one of the local colleges for nutrient management, or you could hire an expert. Okay, now what we did on our town level, and we've done this any number of times, we've done it with the American Community Survey, We've done it with Obama's executive orders, and we did it with this nutrient management. We pass a resolution on the county on the town board, and we send it all over the place and say that it's null and void in the town in which we live. Okay? So therefore, you know, we cite Constitution and principles.
You're going into a lot of detail, Bill.
Yeah, but, I know. I know.
Was that a win? That was a win.
That,
okay. Okay.
Well, let me.
I was hoping you'd have a question on some aspect of for Tom DeWeese, but I know you're.
Well, I know
bureaucracy there.
Everybody's looking for a way to try to stop this. Now, what
let me just say to you,
Tom answer that.
Okay.
I am very pleased that you're there, and we don't have enough of you, and you've done magnificent, in bringing this out there and fighting on that level. I imagine you need more troops to help you. That's one of the things that doesn't happen. Our people don't show up at these meetings. We aren't there to be heard. It's only these NGO groups and so forth that end up putting the pressure on and everything. And you're talking about the septic tanks. Isn't it very interesting that exact policy is being used all over the country? It's another tool to get people off their land and take control of it. You just didn't have a septic tank that was up to speed. Did the septic tank do anything? Had it caused any problems or not? In most cases, no. But, when they start saying that they're raising the standards or raising the regulations on it, that's done on purpose so you can't comply. And so, everything you're talking about, all those things have happened all over the country. This is not a local issue that somebody just came up with and said, oh, golly, we got to protect the people with this. This is these NGOs who they are the ones pushing all of these policies all over the country. So that's what you're up against. But commend you for what you've done. We need you in every single community to be carrying this message. And but am I right about the NGOs being back there pushing those things? Did you see that?
Well, our problem is they're coming through the Land Services Department. The guy that heads it, okay, looks like Vladimir Lenin. His head shaved, he's got a goatee, and he is promoting all of this authoritarianism. And so, what we do, look at that idea of nullification.
Okay.
Now, and I'll just finish here real quick.
Just to tell you,
okay.
Bill. He's probably a member of an organization called Common Purpose. They are here in Britain, and they're disruptors like that in the system. But I appreciate what you say. I have to try and take other calls as well. It's just as Tom says that you've been hit with hundreds and hundreds of these regulations, and you have to fight back against them. Is that fair to say?
Well, what I suggest is, people run for town level. Okay, then on to the county, and then just get in their face. Get in their face.
This is what I talk about across the country. When I meet with people, when I speak, this is what I'm focusing on. We want to spend all of our time on working on a presidential campaign or maybe even Congress, but we are ignoring these local elected situations. And this is where our strength is. This is where we need to be. And they're easier elections to win than president. And so this is where we need to be fighting on the local level. And to go along with that, the thing to focus on, because Agenda 21 covers so much of our lives, people get overwhelmed. They don't know which direction to go in. And what I talk about, and what I even my book, Sustainable, I focused on property rights, because this is the kryptonite to all this. If you can protect property rights in your community, then they cannot implement sustainable policy. And we need to know that. We need to stand up for property rights and just focus there and focus on these local elections, and doing what you're doing, the nullification thing is brilliant, saying, no, we're not going to do this, and it does work. I've known of others who have achieved that. So you've done it absolutely right, and I know you're under siege and you need more troops, but I commend you for what you've done.
Well, okay. One last thing. Trump signed away a 1.3 million acres into one of these reserves just this last week, okay? So he has gone over to the other side. I'm very sorry to report.
Okay.
I'm seeing evidence of that. Yeah.
Indeed.
And yeah, look it up. He's
certainly not perfect, and he's misinformed on a lot of things. But thank you for that, Bill. You've raised a very good point. Thank you for that, indeed. Okay. Alan in Texas, waited a long time. Alan, hello. Hello, Alan.
Good evening, gentlemen. Yeah, Tom, getting back to the farming and ranching stuff and the beef production, I'm sure you've heard about the new cell-cultured kind of sort of meat product-like stuff that they're going to be feeding us, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know, I guess the FDA and the USDA had some kind of a spat about who was going to control it, and they figured out now that they're going to do joint. Like the USDA will take it from, I guess, cells up to a certain point as a kind of a semi-meat product, and then the FDA will come in and save us and turn it into a real simulated meat product that looks like a T-bone.
Yeah, I'm really excited about that, let me tell you.
Oh, man, we're in a lot of trouble, Tom.
Yeah. Very much so, and I am just, I just learned, really, in the last year about what was going on in the beef industry. I wasn't aware of it until I went to Oklahoma to speak to an independent cattlemen's association where I began to learn it, and we're working on this. And, their goal is to stop beef. They are to control our food supply and what we eat. And they've already pretty much controlled the pork industry, the chicken industry. Now the beef industry is the last one that's standing there. And,
I actually grew up about 15 years ago, moved back to Texas here, but I grew up in northwest Arkansas up there in Tyson Town. So I know all about that that takeover when Cargill came in, and Cargill and Tyson got together, and they were taking over the pork industry, and I believe getting into the beef. And I know a bunch of the guys they brought in from England over there that they're programmers and IT guys that were helping set up all these programs and systems and everything. And it was interesting times. I realized what was going on now. Didn't really so much then, but
what we're working on is. Primarily, there's two, really three points of the attack I'm trying to take on this. One is to educate the cattlemen that this is not a pressure point that's going to go away if they submit to this. It is going to destroy them. And trying to get them to understand that so they will rise up and fight back. Of course, the big problem is having the market. If they continue to control the packing companies, then they don't have the market. Uh-huh. But the other thing is to educate the American people on what is happening, so that they can rise up in some sort of action, boycotts or whatever, and these things. And then, of course, the third thing is what we're going to do with the federal government, the Department of Interior, and others that are going along with this stuff, and they keep using this argument that, well, this is making our food safer. No, it's not. Tyson is shipping its chickens to China to be processed and come back. How many stories have we heard in the news so far about people getting sick eating contaminated chicken and so forth?
I knew Don and John Tyson, and I avoid Tyson chicken. If I know it's Tyson chicken, I try not to put it in my mouth. But Yeah, it's
exactly,
like I said, we're in a lot of trouble. These are some evil people, man. And, it's like if you go along with their beef program, you have to do all the vaccinations and the this and the that, and, basically to make your beef not taste like beef anymore. So, they're getting us from...
Just to add a point, it's a big row in Britain that they're supposed to be making a trade deal outside of the EU with America. But the biggest single thing about food from America, which we would not touch, don't mean to insult Americans, that it's all the chickens are so rancid coming out of the factories, they wash them in chlorinated chicken.
Oh.
And that's one thing that has stuck to the public mind here. Mm-hmm. We will not touch chlorinated American chickens, just to add that.
Well, I think, PJ, that is the kind of information that we need to get out to the American people, get them started to go, ooh, you know, and that can have an effect on it. We just haven't gotten enough of that out yet.
Hey, Jim, is it meat yet? No, give it about another 5 minutes, Phil. It'll be a perfect T-bone then. You know, I mean, we're in a lot of trouble, guys. Hey, you remember a few years back when they tried to do that every farm animal would have to be chipped and every chicken would have to be chipped?
Yes.
They kind of backed off on that, but you can bet it's lurking in the background.
It never goes away, for sure.
No. Indeed. I'll let you get on with your show, gentlemen. Good topics here.
Thank you.
Very good. Okay, thanks a lot. No, that's a raging row here at the moment about chlorinated chicken, and Trump is slashing and burning regulations. Well, he's not slashing them in the right places, but there's 50 pesticides that are banned in Europe and Britain that are allowed in American food. And again, we're back to toxicity. And what do you call it? Mike Adams recently, he tested the water in 90 American cities, and it was horrendous, the results. He said that basically people were almost drinking semi-treated sewage where they're recirculating the water, but definitely everybody needs water, clean air, clean water, and then detox the body, and then you have a chance of surviving and continuing on.
The thing is that they use that excuse to scare us, you know, into accepting these policies, but the policies themselves, a huge number of the time, find out that's actually the policies that are damaging the environment. And yet they use that, you know, that excuse to get us to give up our freedoms out of fear. You know, the threat of environmental Armageddon is a very powerful tool. And, of course, we have this whole lie on global warming. And that's, you know, they've said over and over again, doesn't matter if it's true or not. We got to go with that because that's the most effective thing we've got. So, you know, there goes our liberty right there.
Oh yeah, on 100 levels, et cetera. That you know, most of the hosts in this station, RBN, deal with different aspects of this every day, and it's the 5G thing. No, I don't mean to bang on about it, but that is actually an extinction level event. 5G and smart meters are just shocking, absolutely shocking. What they'll do to people, be brain cancer for everybody. Etc. But even people don't realize in their own homes the five things I've bored people to tears with this that are killing them are microwaves, roaming phones give off a shocking wave, the router on the computer, you can get a cable router, and etc. We don't, there's two other things, induction ovens, they can cause women to have spontaneous miscarriages, they're very dangerous. Etc.
Yeah.
But and baby monitors. Some baby monitors are absolutely shocking if they're Wi-Fi. But you can cable the house, etc., etc. And the joke of it all is, none of these systems are needed. 5G is not needed. Fiber optic cable does the same thing seamlessly, etc., etc. But it's just a war. We're in a war. There's no doubt about it.
I'll just say this one thing about all this. What you're just saying. One of the aspects of Agenda 21 that I don't talk about enough, and I'm going to start talking about more, is this focus on reduction of population. They advocate, the promoters of this, advocate that the Earth can only sustain about 1 billion people at most. I've heard some as low as 250 million. And, I have had, environmentalists in front of me, and I am bringing this stuff up, and I have said, well, I'll tell you what, you get in line, and we'll all follow you. You know, you're going to get in line for the, to go to Auschwitz, or whatever.
The culling of the population, yeah.
Yeah,
they're doing it effectively with vaccinations.
Yeah, but that you take all those issues, the vaccinations and all the abortion issue and the all the other things that are affecting our ability to have children and, all that, how do you get rid of 6 billion people? This is how you do it, one little step at a time, like this. But that's what it's about. That's where it's coming from.
Yeah. But and it's such just some friends of mine doesn't listen to this program. I'm 90% sure, but Randy, that's all I'll say about him. Denver, very genuine, lovely person, Christian person, but he has no idea of any of this. He thinks I'm a bit disturbed. He does not know chemtrails or does not know any of this whatsoever. And he prays for me. He thinks I'm quite morbid, etc. But when you meet people for the first time who don't, say they're reasonable of people of a reasonable education, where do you start? You certainly can't run through the list very quickly with them. They'd walk away from you, you know.
Let me tell you this. Here's the positive thing about this, and I know you and I discussed this before. All these years where we've been trying to warn people about Agenda 21, and as I mentioned, you get the eye roll and the sigh, and they've, you know, the Southern Poverty Law Center's done four different reports on me. The New York Times has attacked me on the front page of their Sunday paper. You know, on and on and on about nutcases, conspiracy theorists, tinfoil hats, all that. You know, this has been debunked, on and on and on. But in the last few weeks, all of a sudden, there is a national discussion on this called the Green New Deal. And I want to give our friend Alexandria, you know, or what's
Cortez,
her name, Cortez,
yeah.
I want to give her an award because she has done more to help get this message out to people in 2 months than I've been able to do in 27 years.
Because it's so extreme. And
I present my tinfoil hat to her, you know.
Oh, yeah.
But what she has done, all these years they've used this innocent-sounding language, this is just we're protecting the environment, we just want to make everybody safe and all of that. She has ripped all that off and shown what they really mean by this. We're going to get rid of cars. Airplanes we're going to get rid of. We're going to tear every building down in America and retrofit it to, you know, be environmentally correct, on and on and on. And interestingly enough, I managed to find a report that was actually a French NGO group on their website that they're a little more honest than those here because it comes straight out what they're talking about. How are they going to put all these things in place? They had it all worked out there. Here, let me just give you a few things. Quotas. Sure. To limit the consumption of imported products, especially chocolate, coffee, exotic fruits, ban on all flights outside Europe from 2020 onward unless duly justified, creation of a national lottery distributing 500,000 air flight tickets per year. Video stream must be reduced by a factor of 3 by 2030, limiting the amount of living space. New single-family home construction, except for trailers, will be prohibited. Mandatory occupancy rates from 1.6 to 2.5 people per vehicle by 2028. I like this one. Mandatory fixed working hours in order to simplify the implementation of public transportation and carpooling. Where this is going to lead is you are going to have a curfew on energy use when you have nothing but wind and solar, which do not work. You are going to have this curfew. Now, what happens when you live in these high-rises and the elevator doesn't work for certain hours because the power's been turned off, or you freeze to death, or you roast? This is where this is heading, and she has just made it so plain. Suddenly, many, many more people are getting it instead of our talking about Agenda 21.
Well, that's what smart meters are about. They can intercept your heating and put through the system and turn it off from HQ. Yeah. Okay, we're going
Absolutely.
To the bottom of the
hour
break, and we should be back in 3 or 4 minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard. Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tom DeWeese. Sorry, carry on, Tom. One of the other things Ken has put on the board here, and Ken, the board up you were talking about earlier, there's T-shirts you can buy in Texas called Don't California My Texas. Okay, that's a reasonable one. Yeah. But I prefer the one liberals keep driving till you leave the state. But there you are. But carry on. The Beto O'Rourke, that guy in Texas, where did they get that guy? I presume he came from California, did he? He nearly won. Like most conservatives and Republicans, would have to hold the nose to vote for Ted Cruz. I mean, he was an unfortunate candidate, and that O'Rourke nearly won. But hopefully, he won't have to put up with the likes of Ted Cruz again. He's a vile Goldman Sachs creature, really vile. But that, but anyway, carry on where you were. Endless list of. Attack.
Yeah, I just want to emphasize, you know, on fighting back, it is so difficult to fight back because there are so many of these NGO groups, and we've got all the grant programs and everything, and you've got communities now, they're set in it. I mean, they don't have much choice of what they can do because they already took the money. And, you know, the first line, you know, here is don't take the grants, don't take any new ones, and you know. But that there's a massive pressure. What'll happen is these NGO groups come out and say, if you don't take the grant, they'll come out in the media and they'll say your elected officials are costing you your tax dollars. You know, and that's how they get the pressure on there. But I just can't emphasize enough that we have got to get good people running for these local positions, city council, county commission, mayor, because this is where we're getting killed. If we could stop it on the local level, that'll move up to the state level. State, you know, everybody wants to get in front of the parade. Everybody wants to, you know, do what's popular. If they start to see a movement growing, and I think this is a possibility because of this Green New Deal and so forth, I think there's a possibility of creating a real movement here, and people want to get in front of that. If you start putting these programs in place, and the idea of the nullification, things like that, is brilliant, you can start. Then you can get some state legislators who will start to put some things in place on that level, and if that happens, you have some states start to do some things there, that can move up to Congress, and we go that way instead of the other way around, and make your community a free community, and you can begin to make your neighbors free, and you can begin to make your state free, and your country free.
Well, that basic phrase that's out there in the Patriot Movement, take your country back and start in your own backyard, local, regional, et cetera, et cetera. There's a bunch of, I'm just running this next thing past you, they're called Common Purpose, and they're an offshoot of the Masons. And they go around with government grants running leadership courses in the community, right? Picking leaders for leadership in the community. And they're embedded in NGOs, and their purpose is, Brian Gerrish, a fantastic guy, ex-naval commander, who runs the UK Column program every day, 1 hour on YouTube. See at ukcolumn.org, Brian Gerrish. And it's exposing absolutely appalling things I won't go into now, that the military has been assigned to, in this country, to NATO and the European Defence Union. That's, I won't go into that. But unknown to the public. But Common Purpose is, they are disruptors. They're in the NHS, and by God, they're disrupting the NHS. And the more money they pour into the NHS, the worse it seems to get. It's $120 billion a year now. It's 10% of GDP nearly. But it's still way better. There is, you are guaranteed healthcare in this country. You know, you're absolutely, nobody's excluded. But they are basically disrupted. And the same way, I'm sure you agree, Parent Teachers Association, they're a very powerful group if they knew the power they have. They've let the power slip to all sorts of political correctness, and they don't know what their children are being taught, really. And they should take control of the agenda. The appalling thing of, with children we talk about LG, transgender stuff and all the rest. I'm sure you've come across that.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, because the education issue, even though I've made my total focus and everything I've been doing lately on property rights, I did that because I was working on lots of different issues and not being effective because I was too spread out, and I decided I need to focus, and I picked property rights. But I honestly believe that the most important issue in this country is the education issue. The Federal Department of Education, the control of our children in these schools, if we don't get control of that very quickly and start beginning to get a generation of kids coming up that understand the ideals of America and the freedom and all that, if we don't get a hold of that soon, then as our generation dies off, it is over. We have lost it. And the only way going to win is to get, you know, begin to get that back. Now, I will tell you that I've been privileged to know a whole cadre of young people who get it, who are fighting back. But, you know, obviously they are well outnumbered in these things. And we've got to get a hold of that. And if Donald Trump made any mistake, I think the biggest mistake he made was putting Betsy DeVos in the Department of Education. That woman hasn't got a clue and hasn't done a single thing about what's wrong with all of this. She should be dismantling these programs and let the local school boards be back in control that we elect to control the curriculum. But
She's the wife of Rick DeVos of Amway. Yeah, I remember her name being bandied around. Yeah. And they're just traitors. But, you know, he's made some dreadful mistakes. But the Common Purpose group, and just to tell you that this is exactly the infiltration of government and multinationals. The Cabinet Office, which is basically the department of the Prime Minister in London, is riddled with multinational representatives working in the Cabinet Office with civil servants, and basically they're writing their own legislation. That's what's going on in so, so many ways. But we have an organization that's been 10 years on the go here now. It's gaining ground. But Brian Gerrish UK column, and Farage stands, and Gerard Batten, who is now the head of UKIP. Farage and Batten have fallen out, they've formed two different parts, but I'll just leave that out of it. But Gerard Batten has made a speech recently in Durham. It's on the internet. Look up Gerard Batten speaking in Durham. The most reasonable 45-minute speech you could stand up and cheer him. Basic common sense policies, and thankfully the UKIP, which suffered a great setback recently, is growing again. And we're coming up with this big high jump about this date, the 29th of March, when Britain is meant to be out of the European Union. But it's not going to happen. It's going to drag on beyond that. And again, I won't go into that. It's something I gave a lot of my life to, and keeping the pound as well, etc., etc. But the European Union, just to reassure you, will break up. I know that's not what this program is about. There's nine crises building in it that's going to break it up. And the only prime minister with guts is Viktor. You probably heard of Viktor Orban of Hungary, who was standing up for his country, put up a fence. He only had to put up 180 miles of it, but it's a double fence, and he will not allow immigrants into Hungary, only under very strict conditions. And he is a true icon for us in that. He really is, and there, et cetera.
Yeah, I'm very excited about that's happening, and there's some other European countries as well. I have a gentleman who is an activist in Denmark who has managed to get my book into the hands of the Prime Minister of Denmark, and he sent it to, at least last I heard, he was sending it to every mayor in Denmark. I'm working with a gentleman who was a former senator in Australia and is running again to get back in, and he and I are going to do a series of videos there to get out to the Australian people. And I have a gentleman who is heavily involved in Brazil in these things. So an international movement is growing. And also, my phone has been ringing off the wall for the last couple of months of activists, of people across the country who are calling saying, we've got to work together, we've got to get something done here. I see this kind of energy beginning to build. And we're working hard. What we're trying to do is kind of put together a banner. Yeah. These are independent organizations that all do their own kind of thing, but they all have their own talents. And as we work on these things, we need to know, you know, what they can do. One of the ones I'm most excited about is the biggest weakness I felt we've had all along is a legal arm. So many people call me with problems, and they need a lawyer. They don't need me. They need a lawyer. Now... Mm-hmm. You've got the opportunity to maybe say, okay, we can help you with that, and that's where we're headed with this, to be able to help under one banner.
That list of people you're accumulating, I'm sure John Stoppard would like to have that list in terms of expanding connections with RBN and vice versa. You know, I'm sure those people, as you nominate them, could come on RBN if that was a help. But, it's really great that there is an awakening going on. I've heard that now, kind of sneering, saying, "Oh yeah, we've heard this so many times," but there genuinely is, and to try and capture it now, and to push it forward. But it's worldwide, and I'm banging on about the smart meter thing. Is that is absolute outrage. It has no advantage for the consumer. None. It has every advantage for the government and the electricity company. And it's a big issue now here, and I'm going to have to get immersed in it, et cetera, in lots of ways. But you're right. The education system, like teaching children to think as opposed to being indoctrinated, isn't that what the basis of common purpose is?
Yeah. Well, I've been saying for years that the education system has been designed for creating the perfect global village idiot. That is what our schools are doing. They don't question authority. They don't question it. They don't know any history or philosophy or economics to be able to question any of these things. And that is the perfect citizen for what they're creating here. Just go along, shut up, and just do it. And I find an absolute tragic thing. We are condemning the millennials and others being so stupid. It's not their fault. And, but I do see some things beginning to, even they are beginning to wake up to a few things here in certain cases. But there are some really courageous organizations of young people that are standing up on these college campuses and you know, other places and doing things. So you know, it's encouraging to see this begin to happen.
Yeah, every week I have a supply of stuff here to read out, and more than I could possibly handle on any program. I always include again kicking out of California, but the universities are polluted with appalling, absolute, vicious communist professors who the rule, no safe zones, no free speech, and the same input of what are called snowflakes, we call them now, the current generation just tipping on the university age. They've been brought up basically with Facebook tablets, you know, electronic tablets, and Google, and which is a mind manipulation system, and it's extremely hard to get through to them.
It is. Because they've been taught that anything that we say, if you believe in free enterprise or private property or individual choice or whatever, is that you are selfish, you are racist, you are dangerous, and you know, they just put their hands over their ears and stomp on the ground and go, stop, stop, I don't want to hear it. You know, and that is a tragedy. That, I mean, a school ought to be a place, if you want to have both sides, you know, that's what ought to be happening there, is a debate on both sides, not to cut off one side or the other. But, you know, that schools are no longer places of education. And this is something a whole lot of people don't understand. They send their children to school. They come home with an algebra book or a geography book or something, and they think, well, they're learning reading, writing, and arithmetic. No, they're not. Yeah. Every single thing in the public schools is based on, you know, on behavior modification and making sure you think properly. And what is properly? Well, what they tell you is properly, and that's, you know, that's what the curriculum really is. There's an there was a UN NGO organization called the Eden Institute, and this organization advocates a policy called globally acceptable truth. They say on their website that the reason that we have war and poverty and strife is because there's too much knowledge, and it's hard for people to make decisions. And so, what we need to do is make those decisions for them, so people can live their lives easier.
Oh my God.
Globally acceptable truth.
Give us that subtitle again. The Eden Institute are pushing. What was the title of the phrase they were pushing?
Globally acceptable truth.
We'll just say that globally acceptable truth. That's like community standards on YouTube when they delist you. You're not compatible with community standards. They're not defined, so you can't go to court on that one. It's absolutely shocking.
The curriculum in the public education system, globally acceptable truth. That is the curriculum.
Globally acceptable. I'll write that down. Very good. Globally accepted truth, which is nothing. Accepted truth. Meaning if you step outside of that, we've got you, and you're racist and you're a terrorist. I mean, the two things, and they're implanting that, hardwiring that into the minds of these snowflakes now. And if there's no room for for, against, choice, like, dislike, they tie that into racism or bias or bigotry. And they're the ones who are the bigoted ones who are pushing the agenda. And the fake news thing as well, as you know, you don't have to be told. The people pushing the fake news checking system, they're the ones putting it out. And this guy, Brian Gerrish on UK Column, has exposed with his people. He includes an American guy, and it's called Patrick Henningsen. You may come across him, 21st Century Wire. He does a program jointly with him and a North of Ireland guy, Robinson. But they have dug very deep and found out tremendous information about the Integrity Project. That's an operation of the British Security Services and the BBC. And this woman, you may not know, Susanne Ratcliffe, she's been 3 years in jail in Iran. But she was part of this propaganda thing in 160 countries, putting out propaganda and trying to change regime. They're a flanker organization for that. And the BBC and the British Security Services, SIS, which is MI5, MI6, and GCHQ, they're part of this. And it's a pack of lies. Absolutely shocking. And I have to refer, I have 23 ways of cross-checking the BBC, as I said in this room many times. I'm more than that now. But there's a fantastic... Russia Today is a breath of fresh air, and it's run by Americans, British, and a few Russians people, but I cannot detect any bias whatsoever in it. And I have to go there many times to cross-check stories, as opposed to many other places. It's a very good It's a very good Peter, and the top program, Peter Lavelle, Crosstalk, American guy who lives in Russia. Have you ever seen that? He's very good. He's very, very good.
Mm-hmm.
And the family has that they really attack the issues. But send your book to Peter Lavelle, of all people on that station. Peter Lavelle, Crosstalk in Russia Today. He's based in Russia, but they have offices in Washington. You're not too far away from Washington. Where, you're in Virginia, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm about 40 miles away from Washington. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, well, you're at risk of being polluted by poison, yeah. Political poison. We're coming after the last break, and then we'll just finish up then, and we'll let you go then. You're very good to do 2 hours, but we'll be back in about 3 months.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Okay, and we're coming back into the short section of the second hour, and we're just finishing up with Tom DeWeese. He's raised some very good stuff today. 2 hours is not enough for Tom DeWeese, it's simply not. But that thing you mentioned there, Tom, all these new organizations are contacting you. I'm sure you're keeping a good list of those. I'd really like you to share those with John Stapler, because they're awakening people. Is that a fair?
Yeah.
Yeah, because you can contact organizations who are blue in the face, and certain volunteer organizations drive you nuts. But that's a very big opportunity for a lot of people in the Patriot movement, you know.
It is, and well, I'll tell you another part of that. What I'm really excited about, there are so many good radio shows like yours, like the whole network and others, and we want to make sure they are networked into this too, so that you get the information and you have the people to talk to, and we can spread the word. You are the best chance we have to spread this word, because we're sure not going to go on CNN with it.
Well, no, just like you were boycotted over the years, and now there's a reawakening, but John Stapler has fought a mighty battle keeping this together. It really is something, and the attacks on it are, you know, just multiple. But maybe we're crossing the Rubicon now. Maybe, in so many ways. But,
there's a great hope that that is true.
And I know you have a lot of things to chase, a lot of things to do, but I'll send you a concise email this week regarding one thing to click on your computer 24/7. Keep up with the one in Britain. It's the only patriot one, really. It's Brian Gerrish on UK column, and Farage and Batten Smith. You'd be clued in to what's going on, et cetera, et cetera. But you know, your stuff is carried on Activist Post, which is a collective website. They pick up your stuff now and again. And two things out here: the New York Times, are they referring to your piece? Was it? No, it's the Freedom Outpost. They're quoting you comprehensively. They said Tom DeWeese fight for U.S. private property, and there's a lot of stuff in there. And it's called freedomoutpost.com. Look that up there today or tomorrow. And they're quoting you seriously, and extracts from your book as well. So. So the next few weeks, are you traveling?
I am. Next week I'll be in Minnesota, every month for this. You know, I'm going to be someplace here. I'm going to be in Colorado twice. I'm going to be.
Where in Colorado? I lived in Colorado. Whereabouts in Colorado?
Very rural area, Durango up there.
In the mountains, yeah.
Hard to fly into, but I'm going to be up there twice. Once I forget where the first one's in April, and then the second time is in July. I'm going to be there, two different groups.
I see.
And
Very good. Keep us in touch, and send an email in here to John Saffer or myself, and if there's anything major development that you think needs highlighting, come on, you can come on here immediately. And I'm sure John as well makes space for you, and let him know. But I know I'm really glad it's going well for you. You put in a lot of years and a lot of work into the situation.
Well, I'm determined to win. I will not stop until we can do that. And I'm not going to lose to these idiots.
Until you take your last step. Oh, that's great. We're at the end of the tour. But thank you so much, Tom. We're very grateful, and you've provided a tremendous 2 hours. Thanks a lot. Thank you.
Take care.
Okay, we go to the top of the hour break, and then we go into hour three.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.